Journalist Beppe Severnini has been helping fellow Italians make sense of the U.S. with his newspaper columns and with the best-selling book, Ciao, America. Now he's switching channels, trying to help Americans understand Italy's culture and its quirks.
Italy's far from hellish. It's got too much style. Neither is it heaven, of course, because it's too unruly. Let's just say that Italy is an offbeat purgatory, full of proud, tormented souls, each of whom is convinced he or she has a hotline to the boss. It's the kind of place that can have you fuming then purring in the space of 100 meters or the course of 10 minutes. Italy is the only workshop in the world that can turn out both Botticellis and Berlusconis. People who live in Italy say they want to get out, but those who do escape all want to come back.
Severnini's latest book is called La Bella Figura, a field guide to the Italian mind. And it does read like a travel guide, making stops in Naples, Milan, Tuscany, and Sardinia. Along the way, Severnini describes and dissects his country's beautiful complexities. He says Italians relish those contradictions. He points to what he calls the red light mentality, when a mundane encounter with a traffic signal becomes an existential exercise.
A red light in most countries I know is a red light, okay? You get a red light, you stop, you stay there and you wait for the green light. In Italy, no, a red light is like the beginning of a kind of a philosophical investigation. What kind of red light is that? And people start thinking, you know, maybe it's a red light. Yes, I can see that, but there is no one coming. I can see very well, I can go through and it's not dangerous. And then, therefore, it's a kind of relative red light, or it's a kind of orange kind of red light, because this red light has been put here because there is a school, but now it's late at night, children not at school. This is extraordinary. You know, in every country I know, just people see a red light and they bloody stop. In Italy, no. We think that the rule basically is boring. You know, obedience is boring. It's like an insult to our intelligence. Italians have a problem with a pattern, with the rule, with the repetition, that we never have a problem with the exception. You may have read the first chapter about the airport, I begin explaining, for instance, the big difference between an American stewardess and an Italian stewardess.
Yes, yes.
It's exactly the same thing.
I was going to ask you about that, because you say Italians have an eye for beauty and a penchant for drama, and you say that that's quite evident if you travel to Italy, particularly on an Italian airline. And you have this wonderful anecdote in the book where you talk about the difference between Italian flight attendants and flight attendants from other countries.
Okay, an Italian stewardess is normally pretty, she's very elegant, but she's a little kind of detached and aloof. She doesn't come to you and smile all the time. While a British or American stewardess, she's really cheerful. She comes to you, she smiles, she says, is everything all right, or whatever. But then when something happens, we have a little emergency, you know, you spill coffee over on your lap or something minor. The American stewardess, you can see you've broken her pattern. She really doesn't like what had happened, and she just changes her expression. She looks at you with a kind of, stern way, and she doesn't say anything, but basically she means, you know, shame on you, you're 50 and you're spilling coffee on your lap. The Italian stewardess, all of a sudden, she loves the fact that now her fantasy, intuition, intelligence, and ability to tackle a little emergency, it's put to test. And she really is the best. And so the mother, the sister, the lover, the friend, whatever comes out in her, and she's terrific.
Throughout this book, you often note the paradoxes of Italian life, a country that celebrates and in fact cherishes the old, but also has this fascination that seems to border on fanaticism for all things new, especially new technology, gadgets and small electronics, and especially cell phones.
Absolutely. We are, I think only Finland has more cell phones per capita than we have. But the point is that the Finns are not very talkative, so they actually keep the cell phones in their pockets. We actually talk all the time. All the companies want to come to Italy, all the telecommunication companies. They love to come because it's a huge market. And Italians always know who to call. You know, a mother, father, and whatever. And when you think that the majority of the males in their 30s live at home with their parents, that creates an enormous web, because the parents have to keep control on which is extraordinary, on a 30 years old all. He has to inform his parents. Then about the, what about the girlfriend? It's yes, Italy is a cell phone country. We started much before you did.
It's interesting because so much of Italian conversation is about the body language and the theatrics, the gestures and the facial expressions. It seems like you'd lose all that if you're talking on a cell phone.
Who said that? I have seen people who actually keep the cell phone with their neck in order to be able to wave, because without waving, we cannot properly express ourselves. And we have a fantastic richness of and wealth of gestures. They were born, I think, because there was kind of secret code to talk to ourselves without having the perennial foreign power running Italy to understand what we were saying. So we would talk that way very quickly. But it's still, I'm waving now. You can't see me, but I'm waving like every two sentences because I'm speaking English. If you should hear me speaking Italian, I just go. You know what they say in Brazil? They say, if two Italians talk in the water, they swim.
So with all these people walking around with their necks sort of crooked to the side, holding the cell phone while they're gesturing wildly, it seems like there's going to be a lot of chiropractors that are going to see a lot of business pretty soon.
Yes.
Beppe, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Beppe Severnini, his latest book is called La Bella Figura, A Field Guide to the Italian Mind.